Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:13 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and this has not been one of your typical Thursday afternoons, I can tell you that. A terrible situation down in Tallahassee on the FSU campus. Two people are dead. By the way, these two were not FSU students. Six injured have been hospitalized. The gunman has been identified as Phoenix Eichner, a son of a Leon County sheriff's deputy. He is in custody after he opened fire midday today on the Florida State University campus. The shooting was around the area of the student union. Students were in the union at the time. Of course, that was lunchtime. They heard about 15 to 20 gunshots. The students said they then fled the scene, actually took shelter in a church across the street. Tallahassee Police Department confirming the campus now secured. TPD established a student reunification point. That point is at the Donald Tucker Civic Center. A lot of activities. We had a live report. We covered the press conference live this last hour around 3:30, giving you the latest information on what was happening in Tallahassee. Yes, and you heard that live on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead, if you don't mind, Austin. Busy day, I know. Let's jump into the top three trending stories, and we'll come back and follow up on the FSU situation.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, the Florida Senate on Wednesday passed Senate Bill 700. The vote was 27-9 that prevents local governments from adding fluoride to water supplies. The proposed ban comes after decades of communities adding fluoride to water to help prevent dental problems. We do that here, yeah. As a matter of fact, with the water situation, ECUA. The bill does not specifically mention fluoridization, but it would prevent adding substances to public water supplies that are not about water quality. While we're on the kind of the genre of the Florida lawmakers, the Florida House of Reps on Wednesday passed Representative Michelle Saltzman's higher education bill. The initiative brings churches at universities back under the Florida Sunshine Law. The vote 104-8 to pass House Bill 1301, and the Lyrid meteor shower, one of the oldest annual meteor showers, coming into view tonight, lasting through the 25th. The peak of the shower is expected next week, Monday and Tuesday, while the tail is at its peak. No special equipment is required to observe those meteor lights. Good stuff.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This first check of the roads and weather brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Get your yard spring ready with $100 off your first treatment with a new annual contract. Call Insect today. Looking at our roads here, and we just got backups in our usual spots. This is mainly going to be Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Also have some issues on Highway 90. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Avalon Boulevard. And got some issues on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Last major spots, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, sitting at around 76 degrees here. It's going to be a low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a little bit warmer. Going to be sunny, partly cloudy, high of 80, and a low of 66.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, let me go back, if you don't mind, take you back to the FSU campus in Tallahassee this afternoon, where two people are deceased today. They weren't FSU students, six injured. A very emotional FSU president, Richard McCullough. He says, we're absolutely heartbroken by this fire. He had just come from the hospital visiting those students who had been injured. You could tell he was just absolutely emotionally wrecked on this. By the way, it was a student, 20-year-old Phoenix Eichner, an FSU student, was the shooter, the son of the Leon County Sheriff's Deputy. He used a weapon belonging to his mother, a school resource deputy. He was shot by first responders, and he was taken to the hospitals. If you look back on his history, he was part of a very liberal organization, Tallahassee Students for a Democratic Society, the SDS. They have a lot of political background and information they like to pass on. I guess he was a little bit unraveled by recent activities or so that we won't know this, though, but he actually went off today at around lunchtime, and devastating facts to pass on. So FSU shooting is now in the kind of the history books here, if you will. We're moving forward now and giving you the latest information on what was going on in Tallahassee today.
And changes coming to the First Lady's initiative. Eric Dellenbach announced yesterday he's resigning as executive director of Hope Florida. We've been hearing a lot about this. First Lady Casey DeSantis has close ties to the agency that tries to get people off public assistance. Dellenbach had been executive director for 3 months, and he told the Times Herald he already told his bosses last month he accepted a job with Florida Family Voice to be its CEO.
Yeah, even before she did this appearance here in Pensacola with her organization, he did that. He resigned back March 1st. So he had already had this planned. So it wasn't, well, he did this because of this. No. He'd already had this planned out. He already has a new job. The Powerline wildfire burning at least 270 acres here in Florida. Here's a good part. No deaths have been reported. Fox 35 Orlando's Marley Capper has more from Volusia County.
No homes have been damaged or buildings have been burned, so that's good news. Now, it is 80% contained. The fire was first reported Tuesday at 2:44, and it was burning near Rancha and Holly Roads, east of Lake Helene and Deltona, and west of New Smyrna Beach. The Florida Forest Service used its helicopters to drop water on the flames. All outdoor burning, including yard waste, bonfires, campfires, warming fires, outdoor cooking fires, it's all banned. If you have open flames, you could be ticketed $500 or up to 60 days in jail. The cost of this fire is under investigation.
And a new College of Florida official facing criminal charges. Marketing and media director Fred Piccolo fired yesterday after his arrest Tuesday in Manatee County. He's charged with exposure of sexual organs. Dates back to an incident last month in Lakewood Ranch. The sheriff's office says that he approached a woman in his car and asked for directions. Deputies say Piccolo was naked at the time and touching himself inappropriately. His lawyer tells Axios.com that Piccolo's Parkinson's medicine has caused side effects like compulsive behavior and hypersexuality.
Okay, 420 News Radio 92.3. As neighboring communities sign agreements with ICE, Doral, Florida may be next on that list. 7 News is Miami's Faith Graham is in Miami this afternoon.
The city looks to approve a controversial agreement with Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement. The pact would allow the Doral Police Department to carry out certain immigration enforcement tasks under the 287G program. This amid mounting pressure from Governor Ron DeSantis. So far, more than 100 localities across Florida have joined agreements with ICE, including Coral Gables, Hialeah, Miami Springs, and West Miami. The potential partnership in Doral sending shockwaves across an already anxious immigrant community, especially as the city has the largest Venezuelan population in the United States, and many of them are at risk of losing their temporary protected status.
Alrighty, 421, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return in just a few minutes, we'll get you some of the stories happening around your nation today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we've got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors. Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We learned a lot about the Hope Florida Foundation, that $10 million payment from a committee hearing that Alex Andrade was overseeing with the chairman of Hope Florida Foundation at the same time as Governor DeSantis had come here to Pensacola to attack Andrade at PSC, where local elected officials were turned away from being in that room. Also, why did Joel Rudman get turned down in his first committee stop for nomination of the Board of Trustees of Pensacola State? Talked about that as well. Hear the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, National Service Officers.
We've got an entire generation of men and women who have seen war. They're going to need voices.
Paralyzed Veterans of America represents them.
We're going to make sure that the Veterans Affairs gives them everything that they're entitled to.
Get all the health care they need.
Making a person's house adaptable.
And we also focus on getting them a job.
We help our veterans for free.
Changing lives, building futures. That's Paralyzed Veterans of America. To learn more, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, this traffic and weather update brought to you by the Pensacola Christian Academy, where students thrive in a safe environment designed to build a solid foundation. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio. Looking at the roads here, still got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and also have some on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Last major spot's going to be Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road and Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, sitting at around 76 degrees, low of 64. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, partly cloudy, high of 80 with a low of 66.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, stocks indie mixed to close out a shortened trading week. Hillary Marski has your numbers.
Stocks finishing mixed with the Dow down sharply as a slump in United Health stock weighed on the Dow. Its shares fell 22% after the health insurer lowered its annual profit outlook on expectations of high Medicare costs for the rest of the year. Shares of other health insurers like CVS Health and Humana also fell on the news. Healthcare and tech sectors were the worst performers, while energy gained as oil prices spiked. This is the last trading day of the week since markets will be closed for Good Friday. The Dow winners: Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, and Boeing. The Dow decliners: United Health Group, Amgen, and NVIDIA. The Dow falling 527 points. The Nasdaq lower by 21. S&P 500 up 7. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And the Supreme Court going to be taking up the question of birthright citizenship. President Trump signed an executive order ending automatic birthright citizenship as enshrined in the Constitution's 14th Amendment. Trump wants to confer citizenship only on those who have at least one parent who is a U.S. citizen or permanent resident. president. Several lower courts have blocked this effort, and the highest court will hear oral arguments next month.
427 News Radio 92.3, the job market appearing to hold up pretty nicely here, despite federal job cuts and tariff turmoil. Jenny Casola has the information for you.
There's no sign of massive layoffs in the latest reading on the job market. New claims for unemployment benefits declined by 9,000 last week to 215,000. That matches a two-month low and is smaller than economists were estimating. The number of claims appears to be holding within a tight range that has held for most of the past year. However, the number of continuing claims, though still on unemployment, rose to nearly 1.89 million in the week ending April 5th. It's a sign that it's taking longer for people to find a new job. The Federal Reserve has cited the job market's stability as a reason it can hold off on cutting interest rates. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And the Trump administration asking the IRS to revoke Harvard University's tax-exempt status. The request comes amid President Trump's revocation of federal funding from Harvard after the school refused to cave to his political demands. Tax-exempt status is typically given to charitable, religious, and educational organizations that adhere to tax laws prohibiting them from engaging in certain political activities. Despite there being no proof that Harvard violated those guardrails, the Treasury Department requested their tax-exempt status still be removed.
News Radio 92.3, it is President Trump versus Jerome Powell. The president continues to attack the chairman of the Fed. Ryan Schmeltz has the latest from Washington.
In a fiery Truth Social post, President Trump says Jerome Powell's termination cannot come fast enough after the Federal Reserve chairman warned tariffs will likely cause inflation, leading to a negative reaction from the stock market. New York's Federal Reserve President John Williams sharing a similar view with Fox Business.
My view is, based on what we know about tariffs that have been announced and kind of were expected and their effects on the economy, I think we have a period of higher inflation this year and a slower growth path.
The president also says Powell should lower interest rates, claiming the chairman has been wrong in the past, adding, quote, oil prices are down, groceries, even eggs are down, and the USA is getting rich on tariffs. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And Senator Chris Van Hollen says he wasn't allowed to visit the Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador. We heard about that yesterday. He said he wanted to check on Kilmar Abrego Garcia's well-being, but was stopped by soldiers at a checkpoint. The Democrat went on to say the soldiers told him they had been ordered not to let him into the prison where the Beltsville man is being held.
Okay, Good Friday brings local closures. All City of Pensacola administrative offices, including community resource centers, will be closed. And it also bring closures to Escambia County officials. They've announced most Escambia offices are closed for the holiday. The Animal Welfare and Adoption Center is also closed, reopening on Saturday. ECAT buses will run their regular schedules. Coming up in five, we'll talk sports on News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. Two dead, six hospitalized after a shooting today at Florida State University. The suspect also injured, described as an FSU student. Leon County Sheriff Walt McNeil.
The shooter is 20-year-old Phoenix Eichner, and he's the son of a Leon County Sheriff deputy.
And the sheriff added the suspect had access to one of his deputy mother's weapons. A motive for the shooting is still unclear after the FSU campus went on lockdown earlier today. Fox's Steve Harrigan.
Took about 3 hours for law enforcement to give the all clear sign in campus. Before then, students were pretty much hunkered down, locked behind doors, waiting for the safe word from police to come out of hiding.
Now, the two dead, described as non-students at that university. America's listening to Fox News.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now.
.434 News Radio 92.3. I wonder, wait, you got hit that post on that song. That's got holding off there. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Feeling pretty good for this Thursday. Not so good with the fact that shooting taking place on the FSU campus today.
Yeah.
We're going to tap in here and do our top three stories, and we'll catch the sports in just a second. But two people are dead, not FSU students, by the way, six injured after a shooting at Florida State University. Happened about noon today. Students were in the student union having lunch at the time of the shooting and said they heard about 15 to 20 shots. Some students fled the scene and took shelter in a church. The student saw it go down and said they just could not believe what was happening there. And again, just as a real quick recap here, the gunman has been identified as Phoenix Eigner, son of a Leon County Sheriff's deputy. He is in custody after opening fire during that midday situation in Tallahassee. Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital has been named on America's Best Maternity Hospitals list by Newsweek. This is the fifth year in a row the hospital has earned this distinction. The distinction recognizes facilities that have provided exceptional care to mothers, newborns, and their families. Sacred Heart Hospital was also named one of the best maternity care hospitals for 2025 by U.S. News and World Report as part of their annual maternity care report. And Feeding the Gulf Coast, a nonprofit organization, is expanding in East Milton. Renderings of the project indicate the addition will be used as a docking and unloading zone for incoming deliveries. Now, the organization is a partner food bank of Feeding America that serves 24 counties in South Alabama, South Mississippi, and right here in the Florida Panhandle.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Well, this should hopefully go without saying, but yes, Florida State University canceling all home athletic events through Sunday. FSU's baseball team was set to host a three-game series with Virginia starting today, while the softball team was going to host a home series starting tomorrow.
All right, let's just go ahead and jump into it and get updated with a Fox Sports update this afternoon.
Fox Sports update.
Dallas Mavericks and Miami Heat still alive. I'm Jared Max. Good morning. After the Heat eliminated the Chicago Bulls in the postseason for the third year in a row last night, the Mavericks also won on the road. Big night for both Anthony Davis and Klay Thompson.
Meanwhile, the Mavs this quarter, 5 of 6 from three. Williams has two triples. Thompson with his fourth. Klay Thompson.
It was really fun tonight because you could just be fully immersed in the experience. And we've had a tumultuous season, to say the least. Injury bug has struck us like I've never seen before, but we're still here playing postseason basketball. We can really give City Dallas some hope, especially if we go to Memphis and beat this type of performance.
Klay Thompson scored 16 of his 23 points in the second quarter when Dallas outscored Sacramento 44-19. On ESPN, the Mavericks held on to beat the Kings 120-106. Dallas moved into the final game of the play-in tournament tomorrow against the Memphis Grizzlies. In Memphis, the winner of this game will become the eighth and final seed of the Western Conference playoff bracket and take on the Oklahoma City Thunder in the first round of the playoffs. The first game last night, Tyler Hero scored 38 points for the Heat, who beat the Bulls in Chicago 109-90. The Bulls eliminated. The Heat will play the Hawks tomorrow in Atlanta for the right to meet the Cavaliers in the first round of the playoffs.
I think it just is so good that the Montreal Canadiens are going into the playoffs, earning it on a winning note. They deserved it. They earned it.
They're in the mix of the final 16 teams. The Montreal Canadiens are going to the Stanley Cup playoffs.
On Sportsnet, Montreal needed to win its final regular season game to clinch a playoff spot and knock the Columbus Blue Jackets out of contention. The Canadiens doubled up the Carolina Hurricanes 4-2 and moved into the postseason. Montreal will take on the Eastern Conference best Washington Capitals in the first round. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And a man charged with killing a former NFL player has been found guilty. Jose Pizarro convicted of first-degree murder yesterday for the death of Antonio Denard. Denard was picked up by the Jacksonville Jaguars as a college free agent. He also spent time with the New York Giants and a practice squad for the Green Bay Packers. He was shot and killed outside of a Pennsylvania bar in October of 2022. Pizarro faces an automatic life sentence.
I know you're going to like this story, Austin. The NCAA is cracking down on players pretending to have an injury. Jared Max has more.
For those who try to fake it, penalties will be authentic. The NCAA's Rules Oversight Panel announced Thursday that beginning with the next college football season in the fall, anytime medical personnel enters the field of play to assess the health of a supposed injured player after the ball has been spotted by the officiating crew, the team whose player or players are getting checked out will get charged with a timeout. If the team doesn't have any timeouts left, it'll get assessed a 5-yard penalty. Teams have used a tactic where a player appears to go down with an injury in order to disrupt the opponent's momentum. Going forward, such histrionics will come with a cost. The NCAA stated football rules committee members think these actions negatively affect the overall perception of the game. Jared Max, Fox News.
You are correct, Chris. I am very happy about this. I read about it the other day or earlier today, excuse me. And yeah, I know Ole Miss fans probably aren't too happy about it. You know, keeping with the NCAA theme.
Stab at it.
Yeah, and it didn't sound subtle because it wasn't meant to be.
And Austin Price said that.
keeping with the college football theme, longtime college football broadcaster Lee Corso retiring from ESPN's College Game Day. Corso had been with the college football pregame show since it began all the way back in 1987. The former head coach turns 90 this summer, and he was known for putting on the headgear of the mascot for the team he was picking to win that Saturday. In a statement released by ESPN, Corso said he and his family are forever indebted for the chance to be a part of the network and its long-running show.
Okay, 440, 20 away from 5, News Radio 92.3. A former trainer for NFL players has been found guilty on sexual assault allegations. Jared Max returns, and he has more for us.
A 34-year-old man who worked as a trainer for some NFL star players won't be working with them anymore. Delfonte Diamond, sentenced to 25 years in prison last week, found guilty on two charges: aggravated sexual assault of a child under 14 years of age and sexual assault of a child under 17 years of age. The incidents dated back to 2019 and 2020.
It was heartbreaking, especially he was supposed to be family. He was married to my niece, so it was heartbreaking. It was rage, anger, all at once.
Kimberly Bryce Davis spoke exclusively with Fox 26 in Houston about their daughter victimized by Delfonte Diamond, who trained NFL stars like Saquon Barkley, C.D. Lamb, and Tank Dell. Jared Max, Fox News.
Thank you very much. Now it's time for your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
I'm Bill Ryder with a Sports Minute. The Dallas Mavericks may have technically won a play-in game last night, and if they beat the Grizzlies on Friday, they'll technically play in the NBA playoffs. But all is still lost, and there is no hope. Luka Doncic is still a Laker. Nico Harrison is still a GM, pretending that defense wins championships, as if offense doesn't matter, and they have very little flexibility in the years ahead. Dallas may have won, but their fans still lost. I'm Bill Ryder.
What's up, baseball fans? Go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Well, Kayla Hayes, the mother of a Texas high schooler accused of a track meet murder, is speaking out for the first time, saying that her family has been receiving death threats. Her son, Carmelo Anthony, out on bond after being charged with the fatal stabbing of Austin Metcalf at a track meet. Hayes denied claims the family used donations to buy a new home in a gated community. Metcalf's father, meanwhile, was at the news conference but was escorted away by Dallas police.
All right. U.S. Senator tries to visit a man he says was deported by the Trump administration without due process. Ryan Schmeltz in Washington this afternoon.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen says his request to visit Kilmar Abrego Garcia was denied by the vice president of El Salvador. Van Hollen says he was told the Trump administration is paying to keep him in jail, and he believes the detention is unlawful.
Neither the government of El Salvador nor the Trump administration has presented evidence to support the claim that he's committed any kind of criminal acts.
The Trump administration has defended his deportation, saying he has ties to the gang and designated terror organization MS-13. The Supreme Court has ruled the U.S. government should facilitate Abrego Garcia's return. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And the Seattle Department of Transportation says that it has fixed several crosswalk push buttons that were hacked to play a message mocking billionaire Jeff Bezos. The department says crews tracked down and repaired hacked crosswalk buttons yesterday. The buttons were hacked to play an apparently AI-generated voice claiming to be the former CEO and Amazon founder with an important message. The voice goes on to say, quote, "Please don't tax the rich, otherwise all the other billionaires will move to Florida too." Adding, "Wouldn't it be terrible if all the rich people left Seattle or got Luigi'd and then the normal people could afford to live here again? My
all
goodness.
Right. News Radio 92.3. Okay, doing the house buying or house selling experience, are you? Mortgage rates lower today, just below that 7% mark. If you remember earlier in the week, Austin, it was around 7%. It did hit that 7% mark. So they're back down again. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate, 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.86%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.27%.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard and a lot on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Last major spot's probably going to be I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some issues. Well, actually, no, we don't. What am I talking about? The weather is beautiful. 76 degrees, low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, mostly clear, high of 80 and low of 66 on the local scale.
All right, so there you go. You take a snapshot of the local scene. Well, let me take you to the national scene. It's shaping up to be a weekend of rough weather in several parts of the country. Fox's senior meteorologist, Janice Dean's in with the forecast.
An active weather pattern is setting up with many weather hazards this weekend, especially across the central U.S., where we have a multi-day severe weather outbreak possible, featuring strong winds, large hail, tornadoes, and heavy rain, leading to flash flooding. Behind the system, cold air is plunging across the Rockies, bringing a spring snowstorm to the area. Critical to extreme fire danger is threatening the central and southern high plains, and the east is going to feel a brief warm-up with some of the highest temperatures so far this year on Friday and Saturday. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, first off, New Jersey suing Discord. That's a social media app we've talked about before. It caters to children predominantly. Attorney General Matthew Platkin says Discord exposes New Jersey's children to predators and violent sexual content, with his office investigating the online messaging platform for years. Even though the platform claims its safe direct messaging feature creates a safe place for teens and has a zero tolerance policy, Platkin says his office has dealt with several cases that involved predators contacting children to engage in sexually explicit interactions.
447 News Radio 92.3. Seems like a lot of folks suing everybody around here.
Yeah.
The question should be, who is not suing anyone? that should be the
lead-up. Luckily, I'm not.
That should be the one. Hey, listen, a recent ruling could be the foundation for a breakup of Google. This is getting some traction here. Jenny Casola has more from Washington.
A federal judge says Alphabet's Google illegally dominated two markets for online advertising technology. Google was accused of using classic monopoly tactics of locking customers to its products and controlling transactions. The Department of Justice has argued that Google should have to sell off at least its Google Ad Manager. In a statement, Google says it will appeal and says publishers have many options and they choose Google Ad tools because they're simple, affordable, and effective. A trial next week in Washington will decide on the government's request to make Google sell its Chrome browser because of its online search dominance. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
Well, and I'll kind of tether a semi-related story to that. The closely watched antitrust trial involving Facebook parent company Meta continues today in Washington, D.C. After 2 days of testimony from CEO Mark Zuckerberg, lawyers for the FTC called Meta's former COO Sheryl Sandberg to the stand yesterday and were expected to do so again today. The FTC alleges that Meta, under the leadership of Zuckerberg, bought Instagram and WhatsApp to block competition. The outcome of the trial could reshape how big tech companies operate in the future.
449 News Radio 92.3, the New York International Auto Show, making a mark here. It's 125th anniversary as President Trump's tariffs becoming a pretty hot topic there.
You know, remember when auto shows were all about new vehicles and cool concept vehicles? Now, that was the story then, but this is now, and it's all about the tariffs. Automakers are eager to trumpet their American-made vehicles. That would be, in the case of Jeep, the Wranglers and the Gladiator pickups. The automakers say they're really getting piled on when it comes to tariffs. According to the latest research, tariff cost for U.S.-made vehicles would be about $4,000 a vehicle, costing the industry about $43 billion over the course of a year. We talked to the Cars.com editor who says that's forcing folks to go to the dealership and get a deal.
And far fewer Americans than expected filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department reports receiving 215,000 initial requests in the week ending April 12th. That's a decrease of about 9,000 from the prior week's revised total. Most analysts had been expecting today's number to come in right at around 225,000.
I'm not sure TikTok's folks are going to like this one. Content on TikTok will now be subject to crowdsourced fact-checking.
Ooh.
Yes, you're right. Eben Brown has this report in Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
Social media's crowdsourced fact-checking trend comes to TikTok as U.S. companies vie for the chance to own the popular video platform. TikTok announces its U.S. users will be subjected to a new feature called Footnotes. The company made the announcement on its newsroom blog. It's essentially the very same thing as the Community Notes system featured on Elon Musk's X platform. A selected group of reviewers will be given the chance to review claims made in video content posted to TikTok and offer arguments confirming or refuting those claims. Those footnotes will then be ranked. And while TikTok won't do away with existing fact-checking policies, the new footnotes are a new tool to help TikTok users determine how authoritative certain sources are. Footnotes will not replace the regular commenting feature on the platform either. TikTok U.S. users wanting to become contributors can apply now on the app. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, thank you very much. And now it's time for Your Money Now.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. CNBC is reporting the IRS's free tax filing program is in possible jeopardy as the agency faces continued cuts from the Trump administration. After a pilot launch last year, the direct file program expanded to more than 30 million taxpayers across 25 states for the current filing season. A White House official confirmed that no decision has been made regarding the program's future. Precision Neuroscience Today says a core component of its brain implant system has been approved by the FDA. The four-year-old neurotech startup company is building a brain-computer interface, or BCI, which decodes neural signals and translates them into commands for external technology. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow dropping more than 525 points, the S&P 500 added 7, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped 20. Crude oil futures for May sit above $64 a barrel. That's Your Money Now. All righty, 4:52. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. In just a couple minutes, we'll come back and give you some of the more frivolous pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
So you're getting ready to sell your house, and you've got everything figured out, and you're on the verge of getting a contract, and the buyer says, "How old is your roof?" You say, 12 years. And they say, "Oh, I'm going to need you to replace that." "Do you?" They ask you, "How old is your water heater?" And you say, "It's 7 years." And they say, "Ah, I need you to replace that." "Should you?" "The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that?" Because of insurance, the way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent. Because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Looking at you. Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, this last traffic and weather update for this hour brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on 9 Mile. This is going to be if you are traveling both east and westbound towards Palafox Street, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some issues on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. As for the weather, sitting at around 76 degrees, low of 64. Tomorrow going to be sunny, partly cloudy with a high of 80, low of 66.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right. Ticket holders who plan to attend the Fry Festival 2, scheduled for next month, were left in a state of panic on Wednesday after its official website posted and deleted an announcement saying the festival was postponed. Does that surprise anybody? Heck no. Happened last year, but they just didn't tell anybody last year. At least they're telling people. Wow. Gianna Gelosi has more on this.
The fate of Fyre Festival 2 is up in the air. The reboot of the infamous 2017 festival that it ever was due to kick off in Playa del Carmen, Mexico next month. Now, organizer Billy McFarland says they're looking for a new location. Ticket prices range from $1,400 to over $1 million. No musical acts were even announced. Fyre Festival 2 was supposed to be a redemption tour for McFarland. In 2017, the original Fyre Festival in the Bahamas was advertised as a luxury experience, only for ticket holders to be met with disaster relief, tent camping, cheese sandwiches, and no music. The fiasco led to a prison sentence for McFarland on wire fraud charges. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Cheese sandwiches, not
so
bad.
So you would believe this guy again, would you? I'm telling you.
Well, you know what? Speaking of music festivals and the problems that can come with them, Coachella organizers say that they plan to fix the traffic issues that plagued the event during the first weekend in the California desert. A senior official for the company that puts on the annual music and arts festival apologizing for the traffic jams that left campers waiting for hours to get inside and is promising to fix the issues for the second weekend. Festival goers were complaining on social media about waiting for up to 12 hours to get in. I'm just going to tell you right now, here's an Austinism for you folks.
there is not a music festival that is worth a 12-hour wait.
Well, I want to tell you something. This isn't the first time. Last year, it was the Big Mud Festival there. People knew what they were getting into. It's in the middle of the desert.
It's always hectic.
So anyway, if you plan on going there, good luck.
You're going to need it.
No, here it is. Good luck and play wisely.
There you go.
Okay, Life of Dolly Parton's hitting the bookshelves. Michelle Polino has a report.
Dolly Parton's final book in her three-part series of her photographic journey through life, star of the show My Life on Stage, is set for November 11th. The completion follows songteller and behind the scenes. The new release documents Parton's seven-decade performing career from her early days with Porter Wagoner to her breakthrough with Here You Come Again. The book covers her film debut in 9 to 5, television appearances, and global touring success from 2006 to present, featuring 350 images and a comprehensive list of performances. It includes moments with Kenny Rogers, Linda Ronstadt, and Emmylou Harris, and Parton's 2023 Dallas Cowboys halftime show, which reached 42 million viewers. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
When she was on that halftime show,
yes,
I took pictures from my television. Of her performing.
Yeah.
I'm a Dolly fan. Come on.
I think you've actually mentioned that before.
Yeah.
Well, you probably haven't heard of this, though.
What's that?
The Notorious Kool-Aid Man, you've heard of him.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a challenge called the Kool-Aid Man Challenge.
No.
And it's back, this time in Staten Island. Apparently, that is when people, usually teens, smash through fences like the sugary fruit drink mascot. Police say it's happened at least 3 times in the area recently. Police say taking part in the challenge is destructive and dangerous and could lead to arrests. It was an issue on Long Island in 2023, triggered by the same social media trend.
Okay, new museum highlights the stories of our military's bravest. Now this is a quality story I'm going to tell you about. Griff Jenkins has more in Military Matters.
Military Matters.
They are the nation's greatest heroes, Medal of Honor recipients who earned the military's highest commendation for valor. 6 recipients were honored in the Washington area ahead of the grand opening of the National Medal of Honor Museum in Texas. Retired Army Major General Pat Brady, who served in Vietnam as a helicopter pilot, spoke to Fox News about what makes this museum so special.
This medal does not make us special, but it allows us to do special things. Nothing we have ever done is more special than that museum. The museum is going to focus on the value side of valor. Valor is finite, values are infinite.
Out of more than 3,500 Medal of Honor recipients, just 61 are still living. The museum will showcase the stories of these ordinary Americans who took extraordinary action in the service of others. With Military Matters, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
And breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.